What are you? Where am I? What's happening to me?
Quiet yourself. Little did you know that you were searching for me all along. You broke an excuse for a kangaroo.
What are you?
We are in a dream, you and I. A never-ending nightmare, born happily upon us by the great lust of whom we all obey. You are here, not of your own will.
I am listening.
Oh, you would be listening whether you chose to or not. Hammond was chosen by no one. He was much too perfect to embody the sickening sludge of the fat lust. It was always you, Matthew. Your wretched and broken body shall contain the sludge of his loins quite perfectly, and also to his great satisfaction.
I am not worthy.
Oh, but you are. You are of a broken and frail body. And yet your loyalty to Maximus is beyond measure. You gave yourself to him long before you even partook on this journey. I was never following Hammond. It was always you.
But I've seen him. He's huge. He's fat. I am an emaciated nothing!
Hammond cares nothing for the spread of lust. He would take it all into himself and then die for it. What use is that? Would you not wish to spread the great rat across the world? And for your efforts become greater than you are?
What do you want from me?
I am the narrator of your story. Although I am not the dreamer, I drew him into a perfect realm of insanity, and there he will stay, and sacrifice of all. Do not dare resist your destiny.
I shall not resist.
Then prepare yourself, for I am about to break you more than you have ever known.
Oh, Maximus.
My special servant. My broken vessel. With you, my ministry in this world shall be accomplished. Upon your right hand will appear my mark. Driscalion shall be your mark of power. Use it selfishly in my holy name. And spread my word across the world. In my name, you shall be a god among your own people. No longer an emaciated and sickly creature. You shall no longer be Matthew, the sacrifice of a meaningless elephant. You shall be Minowara, my messenger of lust. Now, go forth unto the ignorant masses, and give them a taste of what I have to offer.
Yes, my lord. Praise be the great lust.
And as I stand deep inside the house of the elephant, I hear nothing but his screams of insanity. I fear that there is nothing left for the great elephant but to fade into the deep mud of oblivion. But from that same mud, a great leader rises. I shall follow in his shadow and call out his name in advance. For as I, Maya Mouth, am the acolyte of Maximus, I shall also be the loyal pet of his great and powerful messenger, Minowara. May the ways of the great lust bathe the earth in mud.